ABC Radio Australia.
For decades, con man Noah Musinku has existed outside the law in Bougainville. During that time, he has pledged millions of dollars to thousands of people as part of UVistract, his pyramid scheme. But Bougainville's president, Ishmael Toroama, says he will soon be putting an end to the con. His warning follows media speculation that his government supports the Musinku's scheme. President Toroama spoke with ABC's Carolyn Tierman.
It has lured so many people throughout PNG and Bougainville in light of giving them greater expectations. In giving them greater expectations, they have been lured into those money schemes, which I am not in supportive of that. And I have made my statement very clear that within the area of my term, I will be challenging every illegal activities on Bougainville.
President, does Noah Musinku want to work with your government, or is he proposing to work with your government in terms of financial gains, or what is he trying to do?
I have not gotten an invitation or get a letter formally from him, no. But as people that have gone to see him, I think they are trying to put those words into my mouth. I am not happy, and I will never do such a thing. I will not work with Noah Musinku, nor ever. But in fact, I will challenge those activities just as I've mentioned. It will be never in my time that I will be working with him. No, I will stay firm as the autonomous Bougainville government, doing what I will be doing with my people. In light of that, the basic services that each member or constituency member must do, and to reflecting those services into that constituency, is vital. And I see a lot of people, you know, sitting down there and dreaming of the amount that they could get in order for them to change their livelihood, which is not happening. So I will never work with Noah Musinku.
President, before, when Noah Musinku was very popular with his UVistract scheme in Papua New Guinea and in Bougainville, a lot of people invested in his schemes, and a lot of them also lost money. What would you say to people who still believe in Noah Musinku?
I think it's their perception. It's the way they think and the way they understand. I would like to tell them that they have invested into a wrong motive, the motive that continues to spell out their dreams. And the dreams in which they invested into that will continue to keep them waiting. They will not have that money. It won't be available for them to start work. And I've seen that because I'm in Bougainville. There are a lot of people that invested into that. Most of them died whilst waiting for the big amount of money which Noah Musinku promised them. And I see that every year, I think there are 365 lives in each year which Noah Musinku gives hope to its people. So, you know, who's the father of all lives? As a matter of fact, to all those that have put money into the scheme, they will continue to wait and they will die, because that dream will never come alive.
President Ishmael Toroama, you recently signed an agreement with the five clans of land surrounding the Panguna copper mine to reopen the mine. Is that part of your journey towards financial independence for Bougainville?
Yes. In fact, the government of the day has secured the independence of Bougainville. At the end of the day, there will be people asking, where will you get the money from? So that is why we have to move into signing of the agreement with Panguna land owners. And I've told them, this is the ending and the beginning of the new era. You have truly supported your government and you have truly supported the vote which you vote, because the government did not vote for independence. It's an every individual vote. So the landowners, whilst we've met, came into that agreement, and I've told them we've now secured our destiny through Panguna Mine. If Panguna Mine has bankrolled the independence of Papua New Guinea in the early 70s, why can't we, as the government of Bougainville and the people, bankroll our independence through Panguna Mine? So as president, I am more than happy, because I see that we have embarked on a mission that at the end of the day, when independence will be declared, it will not be a banana republic, but it will be fully guaranteed by the economic sector in Bougainville.